Hey, everybody, and welcome to our deep dive today. We are going to be talking about beauty
Yes.
and specifically how beauty trends and our perception of beauty have changed over time.
Right.
So we're looking at this really interesting excerpt talking all about beauty standards.
Yeah.
And it's kind of wild to see how people used to view beauty.
And it's so interesting to kind of trace it back to different anxieties that people were having at the time, different power structures. I mean, even religion played a really big
Oh,
role.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So let's start like way back. Okay.
Right.
Ancient Egypt,
Yeah.
Cleopatra. We all know her. We've all seen the pictures, like that eyeliner.
Right.
But it was more than just a fashion statement back then, right?
Oh, absolutely. In ancient civilizations, like you said, Egypt, Mesopotamia, Greece, beauty and religion were like totally woven together.
That's like they're one and the same almost.
Exactly. And those really elaborate hairstyles and the cosmetics and all of that, it wasn't just about vanity. They truly saw it as a reflection of the gods and goddesses.
Oh
It
wow.
was a sign of power.
Oh, that makes total sense. Okay, so then we fast forward a bit and we're in like medieval Europe,
Yeah.
and now it's like completely
The
different.
modal opposite.
Now it's all about like modesty and being pious
Right.
and pale skin, like being really, really pale. That was like the ultimate beauty goal.
Yes.
Why was that?
Well, because if you think about it, if you had a tan, that meant that you worked outside. So to be pale meant that you were wealthy enough to stay inside. You didn't have to work. You were leisurely.
Oh, it was like a status symbol.
Absolutely. Yeah, tied to the whole class system.
Wow. So it's like the opposite of today. Like now we're all trying to get a tan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny how these things kind of flip,
It's crazy. Okay, so now we go from pale skin being like the ultimate goal, and now we hit the Renaissance. And
Yes.
it's like, bam, classical beauty is back.
Back in, yeah.
And you've got like Da Vinci, Michelangelo, all those guys. They were obsessed with the human form.
Yeah. That was, I mean, the Renaissance was such a time of like rediscovering, ancient Rome and Greece and their aesthetics. And so beauty again became very idealized. It was tied into this idea of, divine inspiration and kind of striving for perfection.
Yeah, and you can really see it, like even today, like those Renaissance paintings,
Oh,
like
absolutely.
people are still mesmerized by them.
Yeah.
Okay, so then moving right along, because we've got a lot to cover,
Yeah, we do.
we hit the Victorian era,
Yeah.
and things get a little interesting
A
here.
little restrictive, you could say that.
Yeah, it gets a little tighter. Corsets?
Yes. The corsets. On the one hand, it's so restrictive,
Oh my God.
but it became like the symbol of femininity at the time.
Can you imagine?
It's fascinating. And it really shows how, again, beauty standards reflect like the expectations of society.
Totally. It's like you could almost track like what's going on in society by just looking at what people considered beautiful at the time.
Yeah, it's a reflection for sure.
That's so wild. Okay, so 20th century, here we come. Mass media is everywhere now.
Right.
And now it's all about Hollywood glamour.
Yeah, you really see a diversification of beauty standards in the 20th century. I mean, you've
Yeah.
got mass media, but you've also got all these social movements.
Yeah, like what would be some examples?
Well, you see the flappers in the 1920s.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a huge beauty moment. And then, of course, you've got like all the Hollywood
Oh,
starlets.
totally. Everyone wanted to look like Marilyn Monroe.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
then you can't forget about like the counterculture movements of like the 60s and 70s, and now it's all about self-expression.
Yeah. Like breaking the mold, right?
Totally.
Okay, so now fast forward again. Bam.
To today.
The 21st century. It's all about the internet.
Social
It's
media.
everywhere.
Right.
So, like, how has that impacted like beauty standards now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good question. Social media, on the one hand, it gives us all this pressure to look a certain way.
Oh, totally.
Right. Like you're constantly seeing, filters and people who've like curated the perfect feed.
Right.
But at the same time, I do think there's also been a push for more diversity and body positivity, which is great.
Definitely, yeah. It's like there's more representation now than ever before.
Absolutely.
I feel like we're at like a turning point almost.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what do you think is next? Like,
Yeah.
what are they going to say about us, you know, in the future? What were our corsets?
Yeah. Exactly. It really makes you think.
It does. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but that is definitely something to think about. What were our corsets? What are future generations going to think that we were absolved with?
Right.
Let us know. Until next time.